If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Well, welcome to Georgia. It's going to be an exciting night.
The political world turns its attention to Atlanta in the first presidential debate between President Biden and former President Trump. As they'll share a stage for 90 minutes on the CNN debate stage, live radio coverage will be simulcast here on 104.5 WOKV if you're not plopped in front of the TV. WOKV political analyst Rick Mullaney with the JU Public Policy Institute. And I think both sides are recognizing the stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah, Rich, they really are. This race really is too close to call. And while you'll have those on the Trump side pointing to favorable polls in swing states, it's by a thin margin. You'll have those on the Biden side showing a little bit of a bump for him nationally. In the end, the short version is it's very, very close. And this debate is very early, historically early, of course, the two oldest candidates in history. By the way, something to keep in mind, Rich, this is the first time in our lifetime in a presidential debate in which a former president is taking on an incumbent president on the ballot, which means they each served as president and they each have an opportunity to point to their own records and to criticize their opponent's records. So tonight's debate is a very significant debate and unprecedented, really.
And obviously, Georgia is such a crucial state in the grand scheme of things, so there may be some Georgia issues. What do you listen for that bubble up from Florida, do you think?
Well, I think the Florida issues will be very similar to what you're seeing in the national issues. The big, big thing for Joe Biden tonight, and this is the big question of the entire debate, is does Joe Biden have the mental and physical fitness to serve another 4 years? And whether you're in Florida or Georgia, that's going to be the question. And by the way, I think his preparation has been good. I expect him to do well. I expect him to be energetic. He'll be somewhat scripted, although it won't have it with a teleprompter, and I also expect him to be on offense. That'll be one of the big storylines. The other big storyline is Donald Trump himself. Will he be more disciplined? If he can be disciplined, he can be very, very successful. And by disciplined, what I'm talking about is less interrupting. I'm talking about less disparagement. Don't look to the past. And instead, I expect he will try to make this a referendum on the Biden presidency and what's happened during his term. And whether you're in Florida or Georgia, I think that's what you'll be looking for. Georgia, of course, is a swing state, along with North Carolina, and then out west with Arizona and Nevada, and then the big blue wall in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Those states really, really do matter, and tonight's debate could have a big impact on them.
While we get all fascinated by this and we know we're going to watch every single moment and scrutinize it all, is there an audience for it? Is America watching?
I expect a significant audience tonight. I expect it to be bigger than what we've seen in the five debates that we saw, for example, in the Republican primary. I think a lot of attention will be on this debate. Now, will everyone sit for the whole 90 minutes and watch it from beginning to end? No, I don't necessarily think that. But I do think you're going to see a broad play. This will get broadcast very broadly, and snippets from the debate. So I do expect a significant audience tonight.
All the years that we've known each other and all the debates we've covered, Rick, we talk about that moment, the one that's going to resonate. This almost seems like it's one where the longevity of being able to hold the stamina for an extended period of time may actually be more valuable than a moment. Do you agree?
I do, actually. I think that for Joe Biden in particular, and remember, there are some different rules tonight. The microphones will be muted unless it's your turn to speak. There's no audience. And, of course, there's two commercial breaks, which is a departure from the past. But certainly one of the issues for both candidates, but particularly for Joe Biden, is the stamina issue, the energy issue. Now, do I think 90 minutes is a great test of that? I don't necessarily think that. But in the end, it is going to matter. And that is going to matter more than maybe the big moment. Well, I think there'll be some, both sides are planning big moments. But those tend not to be the big moments. It's the unscripted things that tend to be a big moment. There are some exceptions to that. So expect Joe Biden to come up with some prepared questions and to go on offense with Donald Trump. Expect Donald Trump to do the same with Joe Biden.
How intense do you believe both the questions will be, and maybe if not the questions, then both Biden and Trump bring up their respective legal issues, Trump's cases and Biden's son?
I think both of them, Trump and Biden, will be on offense. That is good debating, by the way. You want to be the one on offense. You want to define yourself and you want to define your opponent. I do think this is being moderated, of course, by the CNN moderators. I do think the questions will be very interesting to see what they are. I do think they will be somewhat aggressive. They will probe into some policy, big policy issues, of course, the economy, inflation, immigration, abortion, foreign policy. But then those non-policy areas, maybe such as age, will be front and center. Wouldn't be surprised if you see that. But I certainly expect Joe Biden to be on offense. I expect Donald Trump to do the same.
We'll have a chance to visit tomorrow morning and recap some of those big moments and maybe what happens next in the campaign. But before we get you out of here, because you were a part of the first administration and the first Jaguars deal, as you saw the city council vote 14-1 with two abstentions and two absences, and you've heard all of the follow-up as a result with Shad Khan saying, you know, don't doubt Jacksonville, never doubt Jacksonville. Take you back to the 90s, maybe?
It really does, and it reaffirms the excitement back in 1993.
Yeah.
We thought it was a major step forward, which it was. And let me just say this, and I've lived in Jacksonville more than 60 years. I've never been more optimistic about the future of our city in this area than I am today. And I think it was a big step forward, and it lays the foundation for many good things to come.
Well, we'll see you at the newly renovated, whatever stadium it may be. EverBank will have an opportunity to bid for it. And I have a feeling we'll see a lot of familiar faces come that first game and that first year. Rick Mullaney, WOKV political analyst, joins us on Jacksonville's Morning News with the JU Public Policy Institute. I'll have a chance to visit again tomorrow following the debate tonight to get a sense for how the campaign may alter or change or not as a result of what we hear and see tonight.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.